I would like to call this session to order. Could I get a...
Make a motion to excuse David Hagler?
What he said.
Second.
It's a tie over here.
Give it to my young man.
Okay, that was Joseph seconding it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, today we have a discussion and consideration of a revision to the capital project ordinance budget established in August 2016 for the expansion and renovation of the town hall complex and construction of a new fire station. Who's going to speak?
Oh, go ahead. I've handed out a revision. Originally, back in August, we set up a kind of like preliminary project budget of $50,000 that was to be used for the initial study that the architect did, some other miscellaneous costs like a survey, and since then we've also used it for about $11,000 of legal fees also. So at this point, we've used almost the entire $50,000. There's about $670 left. So now that we've signed a contract with the architect and the project is progressing, we really need to update the budget. And that's really the purpose of this, so that we can, at this point, continue to pay as the bills come in, since we're now under contract with the architect, that we can legally pay those bills. So what you see in front of you is just an update based on the current information that we have right now. So like that feasibility study, that's what was already done, what we initially contracted with the architect for.
We've paid that already.
That has been paid.
Okay.
Architectural services, that is the contract with the architect plus the provision for reimbursable expenses, less the credit that they gave us for the 50% of the feasibility study. So that's all reflected in that line.
Oh, it's all in that architectural services line then?
Correct.
So that $14,000 reduction is there?
It's there.
Okay.
I have another miscellaneous project costs. Those are things like the survey that we've already paid for, legal fees, which I said we've already incurred just about $11,000. Actually, we probably incurred more than that. We've only received bills of about $11,000. We're going to incur more, not only for whatever work Lee Crouch is doing in regard to contracts, but we're probably going to have other legal fees associated with closing the loan. And as I found out recently with our other loan for the lift station, I had to get a bond attorney also now. Even though we're not doing bonds, it's a requirement now to get a legal, like a tax opinion, I guess. So there's going to be legal fees associated with that also.
Do you know how much that'll be on? Any estimate? Well, is it like a percent of the construction or?
The one that I just did now, which I went ahead and got a reference from the LGC and the guy's actually doing the work for us, is $2,750 to give the opinion.
On the $600,000 for the lift station?
On the $475,000.
On the $475,000.
So how much again?
$2,750.
So
$200,000. Wow. And I don't know if it would really whop that much more based on the dollar amount, because it's basically the same amount of work that needs to be done. So I would expect it to be a comparable. Plus, we need to get a closing attorney. So Ned Barnes is going to be doing that. So there's some additional legal fees there also. So keeping that in mind with this loan, you know, we're going to have not only things related to the contract, but also some of these other legal fees. So as part of that $30,000 miscellaneous project costs, I'm considering about $25,000 of it to be legal expenses. Then when you look at the construction of both town hall and the fire station, that's coming, I attached the third and fourth pages that I have stapled together are the estimates from the architect that we originally received.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that information is coming from. The next line, it says project contingency, and I put M third party project management. It kind of balances us to bring us to the $5 million. If I look at what the architect put in for contingency, it's about $155,000. So I've added a little bit to that, but not much.
So we are we 155 plus 182 or is
well,
155?
No, 155 plus, no. So
182 contains the 155.
Contains the 155. So what okay. we're going to really have to keep in mind is one of, you go to third party project management, in this budget there's basically nowhere to pay for it. And two is what I have here really a sufficient contingency. But we don't know the answers to all those things right now. So I base this budget on what we know right now.
Okay, so this is an estimate of not of cost, not of what you want to move. Yeah, that's $5 million. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what council...
That's what you said we expected it to be.
Right. But as this progresses, I mean, we may be coming back to say we got to take into account certain other things that when that $5 million was set, wasn't really considered at that point in time. Again, I'll throw out project management being one of them.
Basically, from your other sheet, these are the three things that we would end up approving.
Okay. Yeah, there's three. So, and then what I also did was I want to transfer some additional funds from the general fund into this capital project fund budget. I think back when we first started talking about this, I said that there was a good chance we could use $200,000 to $300,000 for the general fund. Well, what this does is uses $250,000 from the general fund. So that's what I'm recommending right now. It gives us some cash to start paying some of the bills. And then the balance would be the financing. But with the thought that when we go out for financing, we would probably still, unless something significantly changes, we'd still say not to exceed $5 million, even though this is saying $4,750,000. And it's just to balance the budget. A lot of it will depend, again, on like the project management, what the bids actually come in when we get into the contract.
And also construction costs at the time we start construction.
Correct. Yeah, so all those are moving targets. And again, this is just setting a budget based on what council approved, I guess, as the $5 million limit.
Okay.
So to date, we've spent $50,000?
Yeah, just about 50.
About 50, and you want to move another 200, which is why I have the 250 there from the transfer from the general fund
right.
as revenue. Okay, got it.
Okay.
So that's what this first thing is. The second is the budget amendment, which just puts it into writing what's going to move where from what fund and authorizes me to change the budget. I have to change the budget for the general fund to appropriate additional amounts from the fund balance. So I need to appropriate an additional $200,000. We've already transferred 50, so this would be the additional 200 to bring us up to 250. And then the rest of it is just to record the effect of approving the revised capital project budget. And then the last one is resolution R1711. And that just takes care of some of the tax issues with whoever we borrow money from, that what we'd be allowed to do is they call intent to reimburse, but reimburse ourselves out of the borrowings, reimburse ourselves for expenses we incurred before the loan closes. So it's just kind of a safety net for us.
So we can just say that the title of the resolution, we don't have to indicate in there that it's to reimburse the town from the loan. I mean,
well, it's
since
kind of,
that's
well,
in the resolution.
Right. And it's kind of, again, it's really just so that expenses incurred before the loan is finalized can be paid out of the loan proceeds.
Okay.
And it's really just for tax purposes. For the lender, it really has no impact on us, but it's for the lender, whoever that may be.
Yeah, I just wondered if we should stick in there intent to reimburse the town for the facility improvement project. But I guess nobody's going to read this but us. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's typically the wording that we get from the banks, I guess, what they're looking for in regard to what we've done in the past.
Okay, how about Well, do you guys have any more questions about any of these three?
I've got one, Arlen, and it's just I'm not familiar with the term or what it means. When you look at the accounts affected, the first line, appropriate general fund balance, is that some type of specific thing or just...
appropriate, so that's actually saying that we're going to use...
Appropriate.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so
read.
You know what that
I
means.
Must be getting dyslexic. Okay, appropriate. I'm thinking appropriate. Why would we want to be appropriate?
Okay, so we got it. Put it in an inappropriate.
I'm usually inappropriate, I guess. That's what the
and you've is. Done it again.
Yeah, and I've done it again. Yeah, I know.
But I think we're in a position that we can do that and take some of the some funds from our general fund balance to use towards this. So.
Okay.
Wow, I better put my glasses back on.
Any other questions about these three motions?
No.
How about if each one of you take a motion?
Make a motion we approve the revised capital project ordinance budget for the facility improvement project with a total projected cost of $5 million as presented.
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, you're number two.
I move we approve the budget amendment 17-09, transferring $200,000 from the general fund to the revised capital project ordinance budget for the facility improvement project.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And I make a motion we approve resolution R17-11, notice of intent to reimburse for the facility improvement project.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now discussion and consideration of designating a staff person to approve invoices for this project in the interim as the council considers hiring a project manager, which means it's basically until we hire a project manager or until construction starts, or we decide not to hire a project manager. I hear a recommendation for which staff member should be working with the contractor to approve or the architect to approve.
I'd like to throw out, get ideas. Is it our intent that we have a council person permanently throughout the project to be able to do that?
Well, that's number three. A council liaison.
That's a council liaison, yeah.
Now, it doesn't say anything about having that person as a liaison and approving the invoices.
But well, I mean, it's whatever, because I won't be here. But that's what seemed to work fairly good for us on the park, having somebody who, after phone conversations with all the council members, was able to have a decision made in between council meetings. And I didn't know whether it was the intent of council to continue with that or to put that onto the project manager if we have one.
Well, that was one of the purposes of hiring a project manager, that that person would be able to do that. But I have no problem with the council liaison doing this until we make a decision.
Oh, I don't either. I don't either. It's
and then at that time we can discuss whether, I mean, we need a council liaison for the next year and a half.
Yeah. And I think we ought to have a council liaison through the whole project. It's just a matter of what duties you want that liaison to do.
And really, we can't make that decision till we decide whether to have a project manager.
So, number two, is this in addition to what our process is through Arlen? Is that what we're saying? Another staff member, so there's two staff members? Because Arlen...
Yes.
So, it's an additional.
Yes. What we've done on past projects and for checks and balances, before the invoice comes to Arlen, there's usually a department head that signs off. I did that for the initial face. I didn't really think about it one way or the other, but just went ahead and did it. But on this one, it dawned on me that I should run that by council. I've been sort of the point person with the architect just for
Who did that? It's smart to have two signatures.
Who did that in the Oceanfront Park? There's our liaison and her invoice approver.
Yeah, John.
Well, I would say since Arlen is in this, and he has to be, he's our financial officer, so then the other staff individual that should be involved is, there's only a few choices. Right? And one of them really isn't involved in the project very much, and that's Sunny, right? So you've got the police chief, you've got Nancy, and you've got the...
Are you thinking of an individual, another staff member, or an elected?
That's what this says, staff. First the staff.
What about staff?
We're on staff right now. So
but
that
it could
one
be a council person doing both, like he did with the Oceanfront Park.
So what comes into play, too, is you get an invoice that says completed 25% of this part and 15% of this, and whoever's approving needs to be able to say whether that's reasonable or not.
That's
but
right.
Between now and the time we have a project manager, that'll only be for the architect, won't it?
Yeah, but it can
still
be fairly...
Because we won't have any contractors.
It can still be fairly significant. You have a $380,000 contract.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So you can... You're still looking at a significant amount of expenditure before that point in time. So.
In terms of audit, is there a problem with it being a council member as opposed to staff?
I'm going to say no. I mean, I don't think that matters. But I think the important thing is that whoever's signing it has to have some idea what they're signing. And I'm even saying that for myself too. That in the past when I've signed certain things, it's after somebody else has looked at it and said, "Yes, you know what, 50% of this is actually done. I agree."
Because that was one of the functions that I performed with the park.
You didn't approve invoices?
No, the only thing that I looked at, but the only thing that I did is if there was something that required council decision, contacted all the council, found out their feelings on whether it was or not, and we carried it forward until the next council meeting where it was officially voted on.
So who approved the invoices?
Engineering services approved it initially, and then staff person, building inspector, approved that the work, that he agreed that the work.
Yeah, the only thing I did was the political end of it.
Okay, so you're really just number three, and that's all.
Okay. So in number two, if we want to do number two, I guess it really comes down to Nancy or John. If we want to do
as far
two.
As the most expertise.
Right? I mean, we have someone the most familiar with the contract. And the action in Nancy, but then we have somebody who could look at the construction or whatever the values are and say, wait a minute, you're really not there, or you are there, or
at least know who to go to find out.
Yeah. So
And with architect, I think it's going to be a little more difficult because it's not brick and mortar.
Yeah.
You almost have to take their word. You know that meetings have been held and you know that floor plans have been designed. And well, I know that people are on site doing soil testing. And
I
those
think
kinds
Nancy
of
is volunteering for the job.
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm okay with either of them. And if Nancy believes she has the
we can always use each other
time.
As a resource.
And I would say if we don't hire a project manager, John's going to be responsible for doing it on construction.
Yes, I mean, John's going to be engaged one way or the other. So I guess under
we'll
that logic.
We'll give him a reprieve until the...
yeah, under that logic, it probably makes sense to have Nancy be another control point, at least relative to those invoices. And Arlen and Nancy work pretty good together. There's no bullet holes
they
in any
do?
Of the walls or anything, you know.
How
well,
do you know that?
This may put an end to that.
Well, do I hear a motion?
I move we have the administrative department head perform function number two in conjunction with our financial department head. So Nancy and Arlen.
Together. Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I guess we should have asked if
was
anybody
that an
was
aye
opposed
up there? Okay, our council liaison, at least until we decide whether or not to hire a project manager or the election, whichever one comes first.
Well, again, we
is that something we can answer? Do we have to answer that this evening?
Unless
like
there
have...
is a volunteer who wants to have it for 18 months.
Well, I personally would like to see, seeing that there's potential turnover of staff, right? Not staff, of well, council,
yeah.
Right? I think I would like David to be part of that decision because the three people whose jobs might be a citizen.
But
you
you're
do
also
realize
talking.
David may not be here for the next year.
Oh, I realize that, but I do think that, I mean, it puts us yep. in a condition
and that's
where
the main
got,
he's
two
obviously
guys who are working for their
he's
for their
obviously
families.
The most qualified, but he's the one who's going to be here the least.
That you're yeah. going to have to be in contact with to see what he thinks.
Well, there's only one other person guaranteed to be here at all.
This is true. And he's already that's volunteered for another position.
Which one has he volunteered for?
Department of Defense. We're going to send him
oh,
to
yeah.
D.C.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'll serve how the town needs
it. He may have to quit his job and just be our liaison to everything.
Well, you know, at what now? He'll be getting like something like $300 a month.
No, it's not that. It's not that much after taxes.
Oh well, no, that's true. Okay.
Did you
so
have something
that's what I'm saying. Maybe if we can hold on that, because we would expect to construct. When would construction expect to begin? In
October.
The end of October, 1st
okay.
of November.
So we may have an interim individual for a little bit, and then assign after the election.
Yeah, you might have a contractor on the council then. You never know.
Never know. We might
and I was
have.
Mainly bringing this up for when I know the architects are going to be on site by tomorrow to meet with staff about floor plans. I've been advising all council, but I didn't know if there should be someone in particular who's tracking more.
That's a good point. I mean, they're mm-hmm. going to want to meet during the day every single time they're here to meet. And that mm-hmm. could put a hardship on you. And I know it puts a hardship.
$36,000. I can't meet him.
I'll be
and
more
I,
than happy
to. I know
to.
It puts a hardship on the two of us. So.
Well, the only
I'll
the
be
only,
more than happy to assist him.
Yeah. Look,
in
the only
my limited time.
The only point here is, I think, okay. whatever the council looks like, there will be adequate support and talent to deal with this.
Well, since we have an interim who's probably closer to David than all the rest of us put together, why don't we just have him till the election comes, and then he can train the next person or work closely with our only person who's
so
still
you're
on
saying
council.
You're saying pick an interim individual.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your ideas?
Gotta get some last workout on.
And then if you're out of town, you can call your junior fireman over here.
You do it. You forward everything to me. You discuss everything with me so I have knowledge of it.
Yeah.
And then we go forward like that.
Yes.
It'd be like 1A and 1B.
Madam Clerk?
Yes.
Can I get another fish?
It may not be. Is that, if you're going to do the Department of Defense slant thing, it's going to be the same.
I mean, I think David is the most qualified
yes.
in the
and
end.
And I agree.
But
until
what
his job,
what I would like to do is ask him. I mean, okay.
It means he has to be at every one of those meetings.
Oh, not going to happen.
And it ain't going to happen.
No.
Now, maybe by the time the election gets here, he will...
That didn't work out.
That didn't work either.
It's supposed to come down for him, what, in August?
I mean,
he's still
going to
be a lot of one of them. He's going to be gone every other week or 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
So maybe by this fall, he'll have a better idea of whether, mm-hmm. of how how bad that situation is.
Because an argument can be made, David may be better suited for the DOD than I am, because past experience, but I just think it would be something cool to learn.
Again, I would, Madam Mayor, I thought you had a good idea with an interim pick. And that interim pick can work with whoever the liaison winds up being. Mm-hmm. And it might be that that interim pick continues on in council. And
what do you,
we won't have to make
hoc,
a transfer.
An ad hoc council member.
Or
so
ad
that
hoc.
If it's,
Jesus.
If it's somebody who has a full-time job and can't be at every single one of those meetings, then our ad hoc council member could do that. Or,
or it might just be two ad hocers.
I won't be here.
Do you want to be in the lawsuit?
Okay. Now, I think, so, Madam Mayor, you had an idea. Are you looking for a motion on your idea?
Yes.
I move we assign an interim individual from the council to act as liaison for the project until such time as the election will define a new council and someone can be permanently assigned during the construction period.
I second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
But did you select anybody?
So we need to select someone.
Nope.
Oh, no names,
you
no
didn't
message.
Name anybody.
I didn't name. First of all, we created what
okay,
is
so
different than this.
Okay, so what it's going to be.
Yes.
Okay.
So now let's nominate an individual.
Okay, you ready?
I nominate Jim Dugan.
I second.
As council liaison.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
I think we have an excellent liaison on this.
And there's a meeting tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, now see, that's another reason not to look at me. I have MPO all day tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then TBA.
I'm sorry.
You want to take my place?
I'm sorry. Because half of that probably won't have anything to do with what we're interested in. But
Third Bridge. Oh, and the lawsuit. I'm taking land.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well. Okay, don't we have another one, Madam?
I think that's...
Any other items related to this project? That's it.
Do we have any other items? Staff?
Liaison?
Liaison?
Yeah.
Nope. No.
Council?
The attorney.
That's not
right. Attorney? You have another issue you would like to bring before us?
Well, I guess maybe I can bring it up at the next town board meeting. I revised the penalty provisions for the parking ordinances, so it will be a civil citation instead of all of it going to the state.
Well, why don't you get us a copy of that, and it'll give us time to think about it.
That's going to be on the next council agenda.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
I'll lower it to $25.
Yeah.
Yes.
Way to be ahead of the ball, Andy.
Huh?
Way to be ahead of the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, let me share with you guys, hopefully briefly, the League of Municipalities Committee on Resort Towns and Convention Cities had their legislative breakfast this past Wednesday in Raleigh, and there was good news and bad news. The bad news was only two legislators showed up for the breakfast, and one of those was speaking. However, in a way, apparently, it was designed like that. Also, the exterminators were having a breakfast, and most of them, I think, went to see them. But they really had it organized well, divided us up into groups. My group went to, well, first of all, let me tell you, Senate Bill 126 on the sales tax redistribution passed the Senate and has was assigned to the Rules Committee in the House. So we were assigned only House members to talk to, and one of them happened to say Rules Committee is the mortuary. That's where you send bills to die. But they still have to watch closely to be sure it doesn't end up being hidden somewhere in the budget. We went to talk to 8 House members, and then I talked to 2 additional House members from all over the state. I'm talking Brevard and Tryon and Davidson and Pinehurst and all these other towns. They were absolutely wonderful, every single one of them. A couple of them we went to see to thank them for not supporting this bill but supporting us. The other ones were supposed to be on the fence. Every single one of them said that they absolutely would not support this, that they opposed it 100%. And when you talked to them and found out they either had towns in their district or very close to them, like Tryon and Saluda and Brevard, that were just as small as we are, and they understood the importance of protecting those towns. So hopefully with all the other groups that were there doing the same thing, hopefully it will not be passed this year. Now on the beach nourishment, a lot of people were very supportive. However, the bill was only covering how the money would be how the state money would be distributed. And for tier 3 counties, that meant two-thirds state and 1/3 local, which is better than 50-50. But at the time, nobody was willing to release the amount of money or the source in the Senate's budget, and they were sending it over to the House. So don't know that either one of them have gotten together yet to agree on an amount, except that Ruth Smith said she hoped we wouldn't be too disappointed in the amount. But hopefully very, very soon somebody will tell us something, because nobody would really talk about it without knowing how much money you're talking about and where that money was coming from.
It's for all of the coastal counties.
Right.
So there's 8 of them, right? 8 coastal counties?
Yeah, and there are a lot of beaches.
That's what I'm saying.
Brunswick County,
if it's like $6 million or something like that, that's going to be a bummer.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it was a very, very successful day. Just met some wonderful, wonderful people. And I was just going to tell, and then I think I sent all of you the message from Jim over at the Corps of Engineers, mm-hmm. About the us being in the Corps' plan. Now, hopefully nobody in the administration in D.C. takes that money out of the budget before everything gets passed. We're keeping our fingers crossed. But that is, I mean, compared to the rest of the beaches in the state, we are so lucky.
I don't think I saw that, Emily, but I guess if Nancy has it, I'll go get it from her or whatever.
Okay, I thought I sent it to all of you.
For some reason,
an email from me. But if not, Nancy has a copy also.
So I'll take a look at, because I was, so they have their, budget. This group has their budget.
Well, they have their work plan, and
we're in the work plan.
$8 million for Kiri Beach.
Okay.
In the work plan.
Okay.
And that ordinarily comes out the same time the president's budget does, since we're still not sure what the president's doing. That's what they are asking for.
Okay.
I understand, the Corps is supposedly going to take a huge hit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Plus,
well, everybody is. Yeah.
The Corps has to fight within the Corps for the available dollars.
Yeah,
plus
and
the
then there's
the,
what projects
the
there are, and the Corps is one of them that's been mentioned as far as overseeing the wall.
Yes, it would come out of their budget. They would be responsible for the wall.
Well, Mexico's so responsible for
keep
the
your no Texas
just
exactly
one side of it.
This last week. So that was you know, that looks very, very promising. Look, it could be far worse. Up there at Dare County, they have three beach nourishment projects going on. One of them is costing the residents $25 million. They have taken out a loan to pay for it, and their taxes have been increased to pay it back. And before they can pay it back, they're going to have to do it again. So just keep your fingers crossed.
See if the lady that wrote that email is looking for us.
Oh, yeah, you've got that woman that doesn't like the width of the beach. We can get her to pay for it. So, okay. Mm. What? I didn't say that. That was off the record. I didn't give you her name, right? Okay, but I just wanted to let you guys know about all that that has happened.
Thanks.
In the past week, and tomorrow, I guess we will find out what all the other entities wanted as far as the location of our third bridge. So, it won't be during our lifetime. So
well, no, I mean, it's just the point that they can't start this downward spiral. I mean, this taking the funds away from the coastal communities that are driving the economies to do what? To kill the economy on the other end of the country?
Talking about doing away with Medicaid.
I read an article today that said that Trump's budget had nothing for beach renourishment in it today.
No president has had it in there since before. No president has had anything for beach nourishment since before Clinton.
Even the GOP is saying that budget is DOA.
Make a motion, will you adjourn?
Yeah, and turn off the mic.
Oh, yes. I gotta have a second.
Second.
All in favor.